Today's edition of the Derek Hunter Podcast is brought to you by Ancient Life Oil.
What is Full Spectrum CBD? Full Spectrum CBD is all the cannabinoids, which in turn gives you major effectiveness. CBD isolate is much less effective than Full Spectrum CBD. No herbicides, no pesticides, pure organic, non-GMO, Full Spectrum CBD. Where do you get the good stuff? At AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Buy CBD tinctures that work. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Alrighty, hello again everyone and welcome to it. It is the Derek Hunter Podcast for September 20th, 2021. Happy Monday, and happy, not words that go together very easily, but hey, you can't get to Friday until you go through Monday, apparently, although I think we could just do away with Monday, let's just go to the six-day work week, huh? No, the six-day week, do the four-day work week. Anyway, I'm Derek Hunter, I am your host, welcome to the program, action-packed as always, lots of things to talk about, we're going to get to it as quickly as humanly possible, but first, joining me in studio is the real star of the show who wants to say something that is probably about security cameras or baby monitors. We'll see. Hey, Quinn, how are you?
Talk.
Well, I would just like the RO things.
Yeah, you like the baby monitor. You like being able to look into your own bedroom through my phone.
And even my iPhone and my iPad. Downstairs and upstairs, my bedroom and laundry room.
Yeah, that's everybody needs to know that we have a baby monitor watching you. All right, anything else to say? Anything else going on in the world of Quinn?
Well, I think, what's inside the security cameras?
Camera stuff, technology?
Batteries.
And batteries, yeah, sure.
Well, the circle one has batteries. Well, the square one doesn't have.
All right. Yeah. Now, if you work for the Arlo home monitoring security system with the baby monitors, you got your new spokesmodel right there in Quinn. All right. Thank you, Quinn. Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye for Arlo.
For Arlo, you're not paid by him yet. Anyway, let's get, don't forget about your Ancient Life Oil at AncientLifeOil.com, the home of CBD oil. Takes the edge off, takes the pain off, helps with stress, helps you sleep better. It's amazing stuff. Search around, find out what CBD oil does for people. And then you read this stuff and you say, this sounds too good to be true, but I'm going to give it a shot because all these millions of people can't be wrong. That's when you go to AncientLifeOil.com. Check out the great sales they have there and the amazing products. 100% pure, organic, non-GMO CBD oil. Throw all the good stuff you want in your cart. Enter promo code Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at checkout, and you get free fast shipping on top of everything else. You can't beat the deal at Ancient Life Oil. Promo code Derek. And don't forget about the Curse program at patreon.com/DerekHunterPodcast. The Weekend Efren Review. According to the comments, this week's was epic. And Quinn has what?
I just think he's speaking about Aura.
No, you don't need to. You're obsessed with watching your room. It's a baby monitor, Quinn. You're four. You should not want a baby monitor, but your sister lives in the room, too, so that's why you have the baby monitor.
Yes, I still like Aura.
I know you do. You love screaming into it so you can hear it. You love the sound of your own voice. It must run in the family. Anyway, Patreon.com/DerekHunterPodcast. You can help subsidize Quinn's Arlo problem, baby monitor problem. She loves hearing her own voice back to her. Ugh. Anyway, kids today, what are you going to do? Anyway, let's get on with the show.
Arlo!
It's another one of those days where you're just sitting there going, is this what we've become as a country? Honestly, is this what we've become as a country? And the answer is, yeah, this is what we've become as a country. This is who we are as a country. You just sit there and you go, how did this happen? And you I get it. You say, there's no way people voted for these people. They did. There are a lot of really, really dumb people out there. There really, really are. Don't ever underestimate the lack of intelligence of the left. And look at what the public schools have been doing. This is the end result of what the Democrats have been doing for a couple of generations now. They get into the majority. It's Constitution Day, and to honor the Constitution, the president of the government of the United States is doing everything they can to pretty much defecate over the Constitution. Democrats everywhere are doing everything they can to simply ignore, destroy, whatever, however you prefer to think of it, the Constitution of the United States. Mayor London Breed of San Francisco is out partying with one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter in San Francisco last night at a club. They went and saw a live show. Oh, they're sitting there. There are pictures. There's video of it. They're having a gay old time. Oh, my goodness. Where's Fred and Barney Flintstone? It's such a blast. They're having fun. The problem is nobody's wearing a mask. Well, that's not really the problem, except if you're Mayor London Breed, Democrat in good standing, of course, of San Francisco, who had mandated back in August that you have to wear masks in such settings. Again, you listen, you little plebe. You do what you're told. Learn your place. Shut your mouth. I'll destroy you. I'll destroy your business. I'll make sure you can't get a job. Not that you just, you'll not only lose your job, you can't get your job. And people go, all right, well, and what's worse is there's a whole group of leftists out there going, yeah, that's absolutely right. We've got to do something about this. We have to make sure, we must obey. Obey, obey, obey. Now that we're in charge, obey, obey, obey. ABC News 7 out in San Francisco has the story. Unmasked, singing and dancing with an equally unmasked crowd. Cell phone video shows Mayor London Breed inside a club in the on the Tenderloin on Wednesday night. Breed and others enjoy a surprise performance by Bay Area R&B group Tony at the Black Cat on Edding blah 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 where it is. But the maskless moment flies in the face of what Mayor Breed has been telling San Franciscans all pandemic long. Quote, you must wear your mask, look at the environment, and be aware that COVID is still out there, said Mayor London Breed back in May. On July 30th, Mayor Breed said, quote, we are definitely close to a mandate for wearing masks, and I know people are tired of being told what to do, but the fact is, this is where we are. San Francisco Department of Public Health order clearly states, quote, everyone, including people who are fully vaccinated, must wear a well-fitted mask in indoor public settings at all times, except people may remove their well-fitted mask while actively eating or drinking. Mayor Breed was not actively eating or drinking. You can't really sing and eat at the same time. You just can't. Makes it tough. It's a mess. I mean, I suppose you could. But hey, man, that's just don't sit in front of that person. It just, it's amazing. And what's even more amazing is London Breed will be reelected. She'll be reelected in a heartbeat. No questions asked. Nothing. Nothing. There won't be a challenge to it. The people of San Francisco just reelected the governor who did the exact same thing. Did it more blatantly, more brazenly. He was out there lecturing everybody about how you can only have this many people and that many people and inside and masks. You must blah, blah, blah. And then he goes to one of the world's most expensive restaurants and goes, yeah, but don't you understand? I'm a rich white guy. I can do that. I'm a rich white liberal, which makes it even better. I can do that and get away with it because that's how I roll. That's how I roll. Learn your place, peon. It's amazing. It's amazing how this works. What's worse is how people put up with it. On Constitution Day, that we have come to this point, a document designed, written explicitly to protect the rights of the individual from the state, to protect the rights of the individual from the state, that we now throw our rights to the state. Please take them. Please do that. And there's an entire political movement in this country designed to do just that, just to make sure. Look, take it. Protect me. Protect me from myself. Protect me from other people. Protect me. Save me. Won't you save me? Don't you understand we're under threat? Get the vaccine and then put your mask back on. Get the vaccine or else you'll lose your job. But don't go near anybody else. Don't travel. You don't really have to travel, do you? Meanwhile, hey, there's J-Lo and Ben Affleck jetting off to Vegas, then going to Italy, then going over to here, going over... Oh, that's right. They write big fat checks to Democrats. They're not going to be called out. The White House. Don't travel. Get vaccinated. Wear a mask. Stay away from people. Today, Joe Biden is in Delaware. Joe Biden left Friday morning for a weekend at the beach at one of his mansions, but it happens to be the mansion on the beach in Delaware, in Rehoboth. There are American citizens still held captive, held hostage in Afghanistan due to that dementia suffering policy. Fill in the blank there. Due to his policies. And he's spending the weekend at the beach because, you know, Uncle Joey don't like work. And there's hair to be sniffed and there's kids to be touched and whatever else he does in the privacy of one of his mansions. Ice cream to be eaten. Never forget, there are Americans trapped behind enemy lines. Not trapped. They were left. They were left behind enemy lines by Joe Biden. And think about that as you watch that guy eat ice cream this weekend. Because you'll watch him. He'll eat ice cream this weekend. There will be footage of Joe Biden eating ice cream this weekend. Oh, I love vanilla. Yeah. We know you love vanilla. You love all things white because everybody in your inner circle is white. Your family's, you kind of got a history of racism there, Joe. And Hunter, we all know, loves white, man. Dude loves white. The whiter, the purer the white, the better. But he's going off. He's off at the beach, minding his own business, not doing the country's business. His job is to mind the country's business, but Uncle Joey can't be bothered with that. And everybody seems cool with that. Everybody seems fine with that. His administration is rationing life-saving medicine, taking it away from the states where it's needed most. Remember Joe Biden running for president? We're all Americans. We're this, the guy, the neck, and we're no, we're all Americans. Well, right now, unlike before, Republican states, a couple of them, need monoclonal antibodies, and Joe Biden is cutting by 40% the supply of the monoclonal antibodies. Actually, by more, if you count it the way government counts things, it was going to be 70,000. It's currently 50,000. They're giving them 30,000. So they're cutting it by more than half, like 55%, if you want to use government accounting tactics. And Joe Biden couldn't care less. I have audio of Ginger Goebbels saying, we're not doing that, but we're also doing that because of equity. Like, what? Yeah, no, we're not doing that, but we're doing it because of equity. And you have to sit there and go, what in the hell is it? And she uses as an example, when we get to this audio, you'll hear it. She says, "We're in the name of equity, we're not going to give a bigger percentage of the monoclonal antibodies to Florida than we give to, say, Oklahoma." See, the problem is, Oklahoma has 3 million people, and Florida has 21 million people. So if you give them both the same amount, do you see a bit of a disconnect? Florida is being hit hardest. Now, imagine if the Trump administration had gone this route with the ventilators. You know, hey, we're producing ventilators at a record pace. California and New York are being hit very hard because they have, just in raw numbers, because they have the biggest populations out there. It's going, they're really being hammered. Here, we're going to send ventilators to Idaho and to the Dakotas. We're equal amount of ventilators to Idaho and the Dakotas. We have to do that. It's only fair. It must be equitable. Sorry, people of California and New York, you're just going to have to die. Or, you know, here, try and breathe a little bit better. How about you do that? Stop with all the I can't breathe stuff. Won't you just do normal breathing exercise? You know, you're faking it. Look, you will get you some. We'll get you some. You'll be able to breathe again. I'm not kidding. That's what they're doing. I have the audio to prove that's what Ginger Goebbels is doing. I want to play this Ginger Goebbels audio for you because it really illustrates the evil nature of the left. And there's no other way to put it. There's no other way to put it. They're denying health care to people. Now, these are the people who want to control all health care. Don't worry, we'll take care of you. Government should be the one. What they really want is the power to control life and death. They love it. They live for it. It turns them on. So yesterday, Ginger Goebbels was asked at the White House daily press briefing that about the, these monoclonal antibodies that you're denying states like Florida. They were expecting 70,000 of them. Now you're only going to give them 30. They've been getting 50. People are going to die because of this. And Ginger Goebbels gets really condescending. Really, it's just incredibly condescending. There's three cuts here. I want you to listen to the first one first, obviously, because that's how they go.
The Biden administration is cutting supplies in red states by 50%. So, for example, in Florida, they were expecting to get 70,000 doses this week, which they say they need. They're only getting 30,000 doses. And this is not just for unvaccinated people. In South Florida, half the people who are seeking this treatment are fully vaccinated. So why is the Biden administration cutting these supplies?
That's not accurate. So let me give you the accurate information. First of all, we are increasing our distribution this month by 50%. In early August, we were distributing an average of 100,000 doses per week. Now we're shipping an average of 150,000 doses per week. Over the last month, though, and one thing that I think people need to understand for clarity, facts. I know you're like facts.
How condescending is that? And one thing we got to understand for clarity, facts. We know you like facts. God, you just want to wish bad things on these people. You know, you sit there and you go, if they had to be treated the way that Republicans were treated, that Sarah Huckabee Sanders were treated, if Ginger Goebbels were run out of a restaurant, probably a tofu restaurant, but if she were run out of a restaurant, the media would never stop going, this is just wrong, this is fascism, come to America. Meanwhile, she's sitting there going, yeah, people are dying, but, you know, let me just tell you about the facts. Okay, can I tell you about the facts? Okay, because you like facts, right? I know you like facts. You just want to, ugh. It continues.
Is that monoclonal antibodies are life-saving therapies that are used after infection to prevent more severe outcomes. So clearly the way to protect people and save more lives is to get them vaccinated so that they don't get the COVID to begin with.
Now, right there. Is that not a mixed message from what the White House has been saying, what the Democrats have been saying, what the media has been saying? Get vaccinated and you won't get COVID. Well, then why the hell are the vaccinated having to wear masks? Why in the hell are the vaccinated having to have all these restrictions placed on them just like the unvaccinated? Why is it that you're saying we've got to protect the vaccinated so we must force everybody else to get vaccinated? We must force the unvaccinated to get vaccinated to protect the vaccinated. Well, doesn't the vaccine protect the vaccinated? Stop asking questions. The best way to avoid getting COVID is to get vaccinated because then you won't get COVID. But you must get vaccinated because if you don't, you're going to give the vaccinated COVID. Huh? Look, you can still spread it and get it and whatever when you don't. Huh? If you just listen to these people, they don't make any damn sense whatsoever. They're counting on you not listening to them. They're counting on you. They're counting on the 50% of the population who would have made wonderful Nazis. They just, well, go do this. All right, well, we'll go do that. Why are you doing this? Well, because our government told us to do that. Did you ever stop to think that maybe you shouldn't be doing that? No. No, the government said we should do it, so we should probably do it. Huh. That's weird. That sounds an awful lot like a terrible idea. No. Our government that we voted for would never lie to us. Oh, you mean the people who told you to get vaccinated so you can get back to a normal life, and you got vaccinated and you weren't allowed to go back to a normal life. Those people would never lie to you, the people who are cutting off supply of life-saving medicines to states that need it in the name of equity and saying, but if you want to avoid it, the need for the medicine, get vaccinated. You won't get, but get vaccinated and still wear a mask because you can still get COVID. Stay away from people. Don't go visiting family because you can still get COVID, but get vaccinated. Those people would never lie to you. It is unbelievable. But to this point, Ginger Goebbels has yet to acknowledge the lie that they are, or the truth that they are, in fact, cutting supply to Florida. Remember, she says, well, I'll tell you the facts since I know you like facts, right? Yeah. She said, we're not cutting supply. We're not doing this. We're doing that. We're doing the other thing. Then she comes in, and this is where she talks about Oklahoma. We're not going to screw over Oklahoma, which doesn't have, you know, anywhere near the need that Florida does, just because, you know, Florida has a need. Realistically, this is the Biden administration telling the people of Florida, you voted wrong. You probably should have voted for a Democrat. You definitely should have voted for Joe Biden. And since you didn't, I want you to die. Let's get enough of you to die that we can then chopper in a bunch of illegal aliens to sort of flip the state red. Maybe that's too cynical. I don't think it is. I don't think it's cynical enough. But listen to Ginger Goebbels now admit that, okay, we're not rationing, we're not cutting supply. Okay, but yeah, we're cutting supply in the name of equity.
But over the last month, given the rise in cases due to the Delta variant and the lower number of vaccination rates in some of these states, like Florida, like Texas, just seven states are making up 70% of the orders. Our supply is not unlimited, and we believe it should be equitable across states across the country.
There's been no reports of a lack of supply, so why cut them to those states only if there's no reports?
I think our role as the government overseeing the entire country is to be equitable in how we distribute. We're not going to give a greater percentage to Florida over Oklahoma, nor do I think are you suggesting that. I think we have to move on. Go ahead, Yamiche. Thanks.
No, she just moves on. We're not going to give more to Oklahoma than or Florida than we do to Oklahoma. Oklahoma has 3 million people. Florida has 21 million people. Even if they were infected at the exact same rate currently, which they are not, but even if they were, Florida would have a much greater need because they have a much larger population. Ginger Goebbels doesn't care. She says, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And oh, by the way, we're doing that. And to hell with it. Remember this come November of next year. If you vote wrong again and we have a reason and an ability to deny you life-saving care, we'll do it because we don't give a damn. We're Democrats, damn it. This is an astonishing admission by any White House. Yeah, we could give more of what is needed to save lives in places where it is needed, but we want to give it out equitably. And if you're sitting there and you think, well, you know, when Democrats talk about equity, who doesn't want equity? This is what they mean by equity. You're thinking about equality. Equality and equity are two different things. Equality is, here's the starting line. There's the finish line. Everybody line up and good luck. Go. That's equality. Equity is you have these weird advantages that we've decided are inherent and must be destroyed. So we're going to, your starting line is way back over there, and we're going to drop, you know, a 50-pound weight on your back. You are historically disadvantaged. And realistically, there's a hint of condescension in there. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're kind of dumb. So we'll give you a 15-yard head start. Okay, go ahead. It's good for you. We're going to make sure. And then along the way, all right, you're going too fast. You must be punished. Instead of being an individual, instead of being judged as an individual, instead of being treated as an individual, you are treated as a member of your group. We have so many of this ones and not enough of that ones there. Sorry, we're going to have to not let you through. No, you've done all the work. You have done everything necessary to do it. You deserve it. I mean, if we were just going straight merit, there's no question. You deserve it. But we don't have any trans men, Native American, Inuit left-handers on the team. So this guy gets, or this whatever the hell it is, gets through. And you're going to have to go back. Sorry. I mean, you did nice. You can take comfort, I suppose, in the fact that you did a lot of work. But then, you know, cut that comfort you're taking with the fact that you're a horrible, racist, misogynistic pig just by virtue of your birth. Okay, thank you. Don't forget to pay your taxes. It's insane. It's one thing when it comes to college admissions, I suppose. Nobody's dying from that. But it's also nobody's really living from that. It's amazing. The left will remember, stop Asian hate. We've got to stop Asian. All these horrible, horrible things. And you look at all the video and you're like, that ain't a Trump voter attacking that Asian lady. that ain't a Trump voter beating the hell out of that Asian store owner. That is, maybe it is. Maybe it's the 2% of that particular population, but I doubt it. I doubt it. And they go, no, we stop Asian hate. And then you go, okay, but what about this lawsuit against the Ivy Leagues because they penalize Asian applicants because they got too many Asians up there. Because, you know, Asian families put too big of a focus on education. And they involve themselves too heavily in, on average. Of course, there are exceptions to every rule. But they involve themselves too heavily in their children's education. We can't have that. It gives them an unfair advantage. So we're going to just swipe 40 points right off the top of an Asian kid's application or an Asian-sounding name's application or somebody from an Asian zip code. We're going to just swipe. And I love that because what do we hear? Redlining. Oh, my God. Banks have been redlining forever, and they've been denying minorities loans and everything, and based on their zip code and this arbitrary red line. And then the schools go, okay, well, there's a lot of Asians in this zip code. And that's redlining. And the left goes, yeah, but still, I think that's pretty good. I mean, you can't have too many Asians over there. Just think of the ramen budget. It would break the school. You can't do that. No way. The whole state would sell out of glasses. It's horrible. Because they view everything as a stereotype. That's what they do. So you sit there and you go, well, discrimination is wrong. We must do it in the name of equity. Equity isn't about opportunity. Equity is about income or outcome. That's the difference. That's the danger. That's what these people want. I'm all for equality of opportunity. That's why I support school choice. That's why I support the idea of the money going with the student wherever the student goes, rather than the government saying, here you go, this is the school you've got to go to. Sorry that it sucks, but make sure you're at school, you know, half an hour early because the security sweeps can be a bit of a bear and you don't want to. And you know what? The hell with it. Don't even, your kid doesn't have to show up. As long as they're there on the day that we count the heads for the federal funding, we're good, and we don't really give a damn about it. Now, a lot of this, of course, is on the parents. Good parents will fight for their kids' education, and good parents can get their kids a good education out of a bad school. Look at what Ben Carson's mother did. And she couldn't read, and she insisted. She hid it, but she insisted that her son get an education. And boy, what an education he got. But she was involved. Now we have the government coming in and going, don't worry, we're going to feed your, we'll feed your kids breakfast and lunch. You don't worry your pretty little head over it. Well, don't worry, we're not going to reduce your food stamp money. No, that would be wrong. That'd be horrible, wrong and wrong. So, but we're going to, you know, all you got to do with that food stamp money is, you know, dinner. And they don't even do dinner. So what are they doing? They're talking about now we got to maybe get schools to give dinner. And they got to stay open year-round because kids will not get the nutrition that they need. No, if you're qualified for free school breakfast and school lunch and even dinner, and you have to keep the school open because year-round because you might not get food otherwise, we need to remove you from your home. We need to arrest your parents or parent, whatever it is, whenever they happen to be home, whenever they sober up long enough to get home. We need to arrest them and strip them of their parental rights and put you into some sort of adoption or foster care, something. Maybe give your parent a little bit of a chance to get their life together and stop being a complete pile of human garbage. And then if they can't, there you go. Give you to somebody else who will care. Because it would be pretty damn clear that your parents don't care. Because how can you have everything given to you? Here's money for food. Here's money for rent. And then you don't do it. And then you absolve them for it. You got money for food here, but don't worry. We're gonna feed the kid twice a day. So you really don't have to worry about that at all. But if then we have to keep the schools open year-round, even during Christmas break and everything, because otherwise these kids might go hungry. That's not a societal problem. That's a really, 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 really bad parent problem. And by pretending it's a societal problem, you're absolving really, 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 really bad parents. And you're making it worse. And the people who are suffering are, of course, the children. But then so much of what liberalism does is to the detriment of the children and future generations. Yeah, it's true. In addition to Democrats basically telling red states, drop dead, literally, please drop dead, die so that we can send some people there to replace you, be they Afghan refugees or any of the 200,000 illegal aliens who marched across the southern border last month that we just kind of let in. It's amazing how that's not a story, isn't it? 200,000 in August. That's by far a record. It's up 300 and some percent compared to last year. And the media just goes, what are you going to do? That's no big deal. No big shake. Come on, man. Relax. It's all good. You're sitting there going, that's not all good. This is problematic. These people are drags on society. We have plenty of people here with a high school diploma or less who need work. All right, we've already got that base covered. We, sadly, thanks to our horrible education system, have plenty of people who are illiterate in our own language. We don't need people who are illiterate in two languages. They don't speak English, so they're, by definition, illiterate in that. And the Spanish that they know, they can speak it, obviously, but that makes it better. They have a better handle on that than they do on English, but they can't read it. They can't read it. And they go, yeah, more of that, please. What kind of country goes, please give us no skilled workers. Please give us people who are going to be completely government dependent. We want more of that, please. That's the only way to fly. But the left always goes, well, what about the Statue of Liberty? The Statue of Liberty clearly states, send us, you're tired, you're poor. That's an Emma Lazarus poem. Poems, I hate to break it to you. I hope you're sitting down for this. But poems are not policy. Poems are not law. Poems are poems. And that Emma Lazarus poem was written for one purpose and one purpose only. Not to change U.S. immigration policy, but to raise money to build the pedestal upon which the Statue of Liberty now sits. Now, it seems foreign to us. I can understand that. Because poetry to raise money? How the hell do you raise money with poetry? Well, it was a different time 150 years ago or whatever it was. It was a totally different time back then. So, of course, you could get away with raising money with a poem because people actually read. Yeah, there was a lot of illiteracy, but reading was the only real pastime. Movies had just weren't even started yet when the Statue of Liberty came along. And there was no television, no radio, nothing. So you could go see a play, I suppose, or you could read. And if you could learn, if you knew how to read, you would read. And people would read a lot. Books were wildly valuable. Now books are used to balance tables with an uneven leg. You know, just shove a book under there. We'll do that. Books are now used as props to make people look smart. If I put enough books around me, people will think I've read them. So, yeah, this is the world in which we live. By the way, where did that story go? Here we go. If you watch these, liberals are destroying themselves. And let them, because they're voting for it. The problem with Florida and what they're doing with Florida and Texas and the monoclonal antibodies is that that's not being put up for a vote. The people aren't going, yeah, you know what? We want fewer antibodies. That's what we want. We want more Floridians to die or run risk of dying. Don't send us as many of the possible treatments, the most effective treatment we have. Don't send us any more of that. We're good. We'll take our chances. They're not voting for that. The Democrats in the White House are imposing that on everybody. Meanwhile, Minnesota, their stupidity is on the ballot. Again, it's because it's like you sit there and you go, what happened with California? They decided to keep Gavin Newsom. And I sit there and I look at that and I go, all right, well, I don't care. They're inflicting that pain on themselves. If you want to sit there and punch yourself in the face all day long, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I might a little bit, actually, because laughing, it'd be hard to fall asleep laughing hysterically as you punch yourself in the face. But other than that, couldn't care less. This story, Fox News. The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled that voters in Minneapolis may decide on whether or not to abolish the police department in the upcoming municipal elections. You sit there and you go, what are you? Quote, we're incredibly thrilled that the people of Minneapolis have their democracy honored. Janae Bates, it's Janae is spelled J, capital J, lowercase A, capital N, but it's not a new word. It's not like Janae. It's Janae. The capitalization of the N letter is in the middle of the name. A and then E with an apostrophe. Because why not? Janae Bates, a spokeswoman for the Yes for Minneapolis. And it's the number four, because F-O-R is a bridge too far, apparently. Which wrote the proposal, told the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Quote, the Supreme Court recognized that we are on the right side of the law. We are on the right side of democracy. We are going to be on the right side of history as we move forward. You sit there and you go, you know what? I kind of want these people to get what they want. Now, they won't. Janae Bates, I don't know Janae Bates, but the Janae Bateses of the world will likely not suffer any sort of consequences. You get rid of the police. Janae Bateses of the world and the activist class. I mean, hell, look at Patrice Cullors, one of the co-founders of BLM Antifa. Not one that was partying with London Breed. That was another Marxist. But advocates for abolishing the police. Police are terrible. Police are awful. And then buys homes in gated communities. Multiple homes in gated communities. Rural areas far away from where the police are going to be vanquished, according to her wishes. Her life won't be impacted by getting rid of the police. Her fundraising money will be. Oh, look, we got rid of the police here. And these idiot leftists will go, oh, well, here's my wallet. Congratulations. Can you do more? It's so wonderful. Black people are no longer being shot by police. Yeah, at a rate of 8 per year, maybe? Trying to run over police. But there's no weapon, just a car. Just a 4,000-pound car. That's all. It's not a weapon. If passed, Fox reports, the measure would do away with the Minneapolis charter requirements to have a police department with a minimum level of staffing. Minneapolis would instead replace the police department with a public safety department that employs a comprehensive public health approach. Public health. Next time somebody's beating the hell out of you, recognize that as not a violent assault, but as the public health issue. The Democrats view it as. It clearly is. It's a public health issue because you're being concussed. To that extent, I suppose it is a public health issue. But it's more of a criminal issue. The left doesn't care. They don't care about you. The state Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling that rejected ballot language for not sufficiently describing the measure's effects. Quote, the language is unreasonable and misleading, Hennepin County District Judge Jamie Anderson wrote in his order last week. The court finds that this current ballot language is vague, ambiguous, and incapable of implementation and is insufficient to identify the amendment clearly, she continued. The Supreme Court's ruling came just before the start of early voting in Minneapolis municipal elections at 8 a.m. Friday. The election day for the city will be held on November 2nd. Now, 8 a.m. Friday, September 17th. Election day is November 2nd. Why in the hell are they already voting? Why? How? How do you justify it? What you need is 6 weeks to vote. We used to do it in one day. No, we need 6 weeks. We could only get 6 weeks. If we could get 8 weeks, we'd be... In fact, let's never close the polls. Let's let people just wander in at any point in time and vote. 365, 24/7. 366 on leap years. Let's do it. That's insane. How easy do we have to make it to vote in this country? Apparently, it's never going to be easy enough until Democrats pass a law that says they are going to simply fill out ballots for you. Don't worry. We know what you really want. Yeah, you know what you tell your other friends and family, but we know what you really want because we know what's best for you. So just shut up and we'll vote for you. So Minneapolis is going to be able to vote to get rid of their police department. Now, of course, they'll replace it again with some public safety thing. What that will be is who knows. A whole bunch of people running around going, would you like a hug? Do you need Mr. Gunman, please stop stabbing that girl. When you're done with the rape, if you need a hug, you let me know. I'll be right over here. We will definitely need to talk after this violent assault. But take your time. I don't want to rush you because I know it's obviously important to you. These people are sick. But then part of me goes, get it. Give it to them. Let them have it. Somewhere in this country, they're going to have to officially get rid of the police because the damage that they've done to this point hasn't been enough for them to go, wow, we really should rethink what we're doing. It hasn't. Murder skyrocketing across the country. And what are they saying? There was a big write-up on NBC News the other day, and it was hilarious. They said, well, they say the right-wingers are out there trying to tell you that crime is up. But in fact, looking at the data, over last year, crime is down. And you go, ooh, wow, they really caught those right-wingers in a massive, massive lie. Tell me more about how these evil right-wingers are lying to especially black and brown people about crime. And then you read the story and you go, overall crime statistics are down. Yes, violent crime is up, but overall crime statistics are down. And you read the thing and you go, "That's okay, that makes sense. Because for the last year, most of the country has been placed under house arrest, particularly in the most violent areas of the country, the places where Democrats control. So, yeah, and then you go, wait a second. Now, that means all crime is down. That's the hook on which they're hanging their hats. All crime is down. So you're saying fewer people were arrested for graffiti, right? Well, yeah. Because fewer people have been out graffitiing. Fewer people have been arrested for jaywalking. Okay, well, yeah. Even if it's going from five people to one person arrested for jaywalking, that's a significant decrease. All right, that's down. People have robbed fewer stores in the last year. And they're just comparing 2020 data to 2021 data. Okay, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Especially considering and acknowledging that stores were forced to be closed by their state government. It's hard to rob a store that's closed, right? It's hard to rob a store. So if you shut down a store for half a year, the shrinkage, as they call it, and I'm not talking about swimming in a cold pool. I'm talking about the theft, the shoplifting. Somebody used to work in a record store. That's why he did inventory, to count the shrinkage. You say, the shrinkage goes way down. Great. Less crime. Except that, you weren't open for 6 months. So is it really down? It'd be more accurate to take the data on crime and divide it by 6 months rather than the data on crime from 6 months and divide it by 12 months, which is how this study, quote unquote, came about that NBC News was touting. But more than that, if you actually read the stupid story that they're going, crime is actually down, They do say, well, except for violent crime, which I think when you think, if you're considering moving somewhere, moving to a neighborhood, moving to a city, whatever it is, where you're thinking about moving, and you go, what's the crime rate like? Are you really worried about noise infractions? I mean, maybe a little bit. But if you say there's no noise infractions at all in this neighborhood, that's great. I mean, the murder is through the roof. Every third person is murdered. But on average, you know, average those two things together, it's not that bad. No noise complaints and lots of murder. But taken together, it's a pretty relatively non-crime-ridden neighborhood. I think you'd have a problem with that. Because when you talk about crime, you're thinking about things that are going to get you or your family hurt or killed. Or your stuff stolen. Auto theft, way up. Property theft, way up from individuals. Assaults, way up. Murders, way up. Double digits, triple digits in some areas. And NBC News says, no, crime is way down. If you just look, there are not very many people who are taking the tags off of mattresses that say it's a felony to do that. So, you know, crime is down. Crime, yeah. Fewer stores are robbed because stores have been forcibly closed all year. It's a Festivus miracle. Congratulations to Democrats. Of course, that's exactly why the story was written. It's exactly why NBC News exists. So you're sitting there and you're watching all this and you go, Minnesota, you want to get rid of... I've already been to Minneapolis. I hope you've been to Minneapolis. Nice. I got to see, you know, my favorite band, The Replacements. I got to see all of their haunts. I was there for the convention a few years ago. If I never go back to Minneapolis, I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't need to go back and revisit things I've already seen. My bucket list, to the extent that Minneapolis was on it, is already full of check marks. So I'm good. So go ahead, get rid of your police. Get what you wish for. Have it. See how it works out. Don't call me. Don't ask for federal assistance. Don't ask for anything. Don't cry for help. I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to see you whiny tweeting about it. When people start dying more, which, by the way, violent crime in Minneapolis, already through the roof. Remember on the anniversary of St. George Floyd's death, there was a shooting right there, live TV. We're here marking this solemn occasion. Everybody really recognizes how important this... Boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah, there's a couple guys over there shooting each other. Yeah, just another day in paradise. Quick, somebody call a social worker. That guy needs a hug. There are other things that are going on that we've got to cover before we run out of time. And I want to start off with just how horrible a human being Joy Reid is. Not really breaking news there, but the raging hypocrisy of the left is something to behold. She should have been fired for having all those homophobic blog posts and then lying. She should have been fired for that. She's progressive, allegedly. And she's got just a history of just massively homophobic blog posts. And she, okay, there you go. Maybe give her a chance after that. But then she lied about it. She lied about it. I didn't write those. My blog was hacked, blah, blah, blah. And then they prove her blog wasn't hacked. And so she lied to her audience and she lied to her bosses. At that point, you got to go, all right, well, we got to fire you. We could have let it slide, but we can't let this slide because it's in addition to your homophobia. You lied to the audience and us. Your credibility is shot. We can't have it. Nope, she got away with it. She said, no, I'm going to ask the FBI to look into who hacked my blog post, and then never said another word about it. Ever again. And nobody at NBC News said a word about it ever again. And I just said, well, good. She got away with it. If she were any other person, certainly at any other organization, she'd have been fired. But for some weird reason, can't put my finger on, she is able to get away with it. Well, she has a show where it's just obsessed with race. And wait a second, maybe that has something to do with why she hasn't been fired. But, she always has, like, Michael Eric Dyson on, and she's talking to Michael Eric Dyson in this clip. And she's talking about vaccine hesitancy. See, she's one of the leaders of, if you aren't vaccinated, you're a moron. You're an idiot. You're terrible. You're the problem. You should probably not be allowed to travel. You should probably not be able to purchase food. You should likely be violently attacked nonstop, constantly, because, of course, only Trump supporters aren't vaccinated. She got into a little spat with Nicki Minaj, the rapper, this week. Nicki Minaj ripped her apart. And it was kind of funny. Nicki Minaj really took her to town, said some really funny, nasty things about her. It's great. Couldn't happen to a nicer person. But she recognizes that she can't go after Nicki Minaj, not in the way that she usually does, because Nicki Minaj is also a woman of color. Nicki Minaj is also black. So she has to pretend, she has to throw in something else. In this case, she refers to Tuckums, which is her dumbass nickname for Tucker Carlson for some weird reason. I know he thinks it's funny, and she thinks it's clever, and realistically, it's just stupid. But I did say that the media is high school with paychecks, didn't I? So in this clip, she's trying to explain why vaccine hesitancy is a problem to Nicki Minaj, but not directly to Nicki Minaj, but in the context of Nicki Minaj, without calling Nicki Minaj stupid. And at the end, she has to bring in the... but. Tucker and all those right-wingers, they don't care about Nicki Minaj. They don't care about people who look like us. She has to bring it back. She's trying to be critical of Nicki Minaj, but her whole shtick is, I'm black, we're black, let's stick together. So she can't really go after it, and Nicki Minaj, she knows, will just rip her apart. So she's trying to walk that fine line of, it's about Tucker, not Nicki Minaj. Because she knows she can't compete with Nicki Minaj, which tells you something about this woman. And she says that being anti, because she's got a whole long history, Joy Reid does, of being anti-vaccine and vaccine skeptical and vaccine critical, vaccine negative like you wouldn't believe when Donald Trump was president. She did not trust that thing. She did not trust that guy. But now the Democrats are in charge. Suddenly, oh, no, 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 no. You got to trust the vaccines. It's totally different. And she has to try and square that circle and explain why she's not a raging hypocrite for being vaccine suspicious before and now being one of the biggest cheerleading tools who, you know, like they're good dogs who aren't as good a dog as and loyal to the Democratic Party as Joy Reid is. So listen to this bit of verbal gymnastics. She's trying to do a lot in this clip. She succeeds at none of it. None of it.
I understand the hesitancy. Listen, I was hesitant. When Donald Trump was out there controlling the CDC yes. and controlling the FDA and manipulating right. them and making them put out falsehoods, anybody rational right. was hesitant. But the reality right. is now, what I really fear is more masses of people dying. 666,000 people have yes. died, and disproportionately they look like you and me, Michael. And what yes. scares me is that people are creating a cultural imperative to set themselves up for death when the people pushing them to do it, like Tuckums, are vaccinated and safe, and even if they got COVID, are going to get all the monoclonal antibodies. They could give a damn if Nicki Minaj gets COVID and dies. They don't care about us.
They don't give a damn if Nicki Minaj gets it and dies. They don't care about us. Wait a second. Nicki Minaj isn't us. Nicki Minaj isn't in with you. Nicki Minaj can't stand you. But you can't go after Nicki Minaj because she's got your number. She's destroyed you several times over. So you got to try and drag in somebody else and make it about race. Because you're a horrible person. With no argument, no facts, nothing on your side. You're a bad person for whom bad things should happen. It would be completely justified. But I love that. Look, when Donald Trump was president, I was hesitant. But now the Democrats are in charge. I did, you know, when Donald Trump was telling the CDC what to do, where did Donald Trump tell the CDC what to do? Joy, you ignorant moron. Where did he do it? Where's the? Because if Donald Trump tried to order the CDC to do something, you know what would have happened? There would have been resignations at the CDC. And there would have been a bank of cameras, mostly from CNN and MSNBC, right outside the CDC, where whoever that was that resigned because Donald Trump was trying to interfere with the scientific process, they'd come out there and go, well, I couldn't work for this president. He's going to kill people. He's trying to make us do things and approve things and blah, blah, blah. And it's just not right. Yeah, that would have happened. It didn't happen. I'll tell you where it did happen, though. It did happen under Joe Biden. What? Yeah, we talked about this last week. The two highest ranking government officials on vaccines at the Centers for Disease Control resigned. last week. Why? Because they said, it wasn't even ambiguous, they'd said it, that the Biden administration had been interfering in their procedure to determine whether or not a booster shot was necessary. Right? There's still a debate. Joe Biden came out and announced, we got a booster shot coming. We're going to do a booster shot for everybody. There should be a booster shot, booster shot, booster shot, booster shot. The problem is nobody at the CDC said we should do a booster shot. The CDC was looking into it and Joe Biden announced it. Well, Joe Biden announced it. The CDC had to go along with it. Fauci was out there. Rochelle Walensky were out there going, we're a booster shot, yeah, the president was right, booster shot. And the two people who know the most about vaccines at the CDC, the people in charge of it, said, no, I quit. I quit because the president of the United States is interfering in the scientific process. They still haven't determined the efficacy or the necessity of a booster shot, but Joe Biden decreed it to be one because he had to be seen as doing something. Had to be seen as doing something. When he was announcing this, the COVID numbers were on the rise. Now, because it ebbs and flows, it just does, it's on the way down. You watch in a couple of weeks to a month when numbers are down, what will Joe Biden be doing? Well, it's because of my booster shot decree. And even though nobody got the booster shot, or very few people got the booster shot yet, the virus knew that I was coming after it with a booster shot. And so it went away. I mean, these are raging, raging hypocrites and racists. And why MSNBC employs this woman is a question for the ages. Because she is one of the most vile creatures you could ever come across and ever watch on a nightly basis. I told you the other day, she opened her show. Republicans love COVID. They just want people to die from COVID. They want to drink it up. They want it in their veins. It's like, you know that the largest unvaccinated group in the country look like you, Joy. Because you say, well, the people who died disproportionately look like me, which is the only reason she cares, by the way. She doesn't care that people who don't look like her die. She doesn't care that anybody, they don't have to be white. They just don't look like her. They're not black. She doesn't care. She's a racist. She's a racist piece of garbage. Read her old blog posts. In the midst of her homophobia, she's pretty unambiguous about how she doesn't like anybody who doesn't look like her. It explains her show. It explains what she talks about. It explains who she has on there. She doesn't care. That MSNBC says you should be our 7 o'clock show. And her audience has dwindled to almost nothing. It is almost down to losing to CNN. That's how far down her audience has gotten. At 7 o'clock, the first hour of what is considered prime time now, is gone. It's gone to MSNBC. The ratings are done. And she's still got a job. Why? Why? Because the progressive mindset demands the validation for their racism. Joy Reid gives it to them. The white liberal demands, the white suburban liberal, the moneyed white suburban liberal, demands what Joy Reid gives them. The ability to call everybody racist. They just view everybody who opposes them as racist. Not them, of course, but, you know, that's just implied. But everybody who looks like them is racist. The country is racist. It's awful. It's terrible. Fox News is racist. And that's all Joy Reid is. She is a conspiracy theorist to the nth degree. She is, what is that? Who's that guy? I can't even think of his name right now. The one who screams, Alex Jones. She's Alex Jones, possibly with a smaller penis, maybe a larger one. Who knows? She is every bit the conspiracy theorist that Alex Jones is. But she's a woman of color. She's their conspiracy theorist. So she's a hero. It's sick. It's wrong. She should not be up there. And if somebody ever confronted her on the streets, if somebody said, hey, what's wrong with you? What do you mean? What do you do? She would run to the nearest camera and go, oh my goodness, it was obviously an alt-righter coming to get me. Donald Trump's flying monkeys coming to get me. They are afraid of me. I'm over the target, and they're afraid of me because of that. She would milk it for all it's worth. She would deserve every bad thing that happens to her. And frankly, I'm having difficulty holding back my desire for bad things to happen to her, to be honest with you, because if you watch her every single day, or even just clips of her every single day, she deserves all those bad things. She's bringing nothing but bad things out into the world. She's a horrible person, making millions of dollars, complaining about how awful this country is, and lying in the process. Sick. I want to play some audio for you. We've all heard about the indictment of Michael Sussman. Who knew that that special counsel John Durham was actually still doing anything? But he finally got around to indicting somebody because the statute of limitations is literally about to expire this weekend. And he indicted a guy a lot of people hadn't heard of, Michael Sussman. He was a Clinton campaign attorney and a partner over at Perkins Coie, the big Democrat law firm. Big time. If you're a big time Democrat wheeler dealer in Washington, D.C., you've heard of Perkins Coie. They've probably helped pay off a prostitute or two on your behalf. Well, Michael Sussman has now been wiped clean from their website. He no longer exists. He was billing the Clinton campaign, and he also helped start the Russia hoax. And this is what's amazing about this situation and the way in which these people operate. Everything that comes out now is more and more proof positive that the Russia collusion story was a hoax, was a manufactured hoax by the Democratic Party. There's a Russian bank and a secret server and all this story. And we were told, oh my goodness, they are working behind the scenes, talking to each other, talking about the ways, obviously there's Russian collusion. That's what it is. Trump administration or the Trump campaign's server and a Russian bank. Obviously, this is how the oligarchs are getting in touch with them. Turns out it was a bogus story made up whole cloth by Michael Sussman and other Democrats. Michael Sussman then took that story that they made up to the FBI and said, well, I'm a disinterested third party, but I think that this is something you guys should look into. And they did. And that was the start of the Russia hoax. Now, I want to play this audio from CNN from a year ago. Jake Sullivan, if that name sounds familiar, actually it's 5 years ago. Jake Sullivan, he was working for the Clinton campaign. He's done working for the Clinton campaign at this point, but he is on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. Listen to this exchange and how serious and earnest Jake Sullivan is about the seriousness of this allegation about the Russian collusion.
Last week, CNN reported that the FBI is still investigating what's being described as this odd link between a computer servers at a Russian bank called Alpha Bank and a server over that dealt with Trump, the Trump organization, although that server was outside Trump Tower, wasn't a Trump Tower. The FBI has refused all comment. The Trump organization and the Alpha Bank, they've denied any contact. The allegation originally, as you well remember, came up during the presidential campaign in an article in Slate magazine. It was widely dismissed at the time when you were working for the Clinton campaign. You issued a statement calling it a secret hotline between Trump and Russia and asking that it be investigated. How surprised were you to hear last week that this investigation is still ongoing?
I wasn't surprised, because what we learned during the campaign was that very serious computer science experts, people who work closely with the United States government, had uncovered this secret hotline between the Alpha Bank, the Russian bank, and the Trump organization.
Very serious computer people. He doesn't name them. He never names them. They never go on. They go on and talk about how very serious these computer experts are and how very serious these allegations are. Jake Sullivan there, you heard. Michael Sussman, they were all involved in creating this story. They knew it was bogus. They were spreading this lie. By the way, while Michael Sussman has been indicted for lying to the FBI, that voice you just heard there, Jake Sullivan now is the National Security Advisor for the President of the United States. Liberals fail up, ladies and gentlemen. There are no consequences for them. They just fail upward. Congratulations, Jake Sullivan. He'll be an even wealthier man when this is all over and done with, and the taxpayers will have been screwed. Because that's what Democrats do. That is it for today. It's Monday. Let's enjoy the rest of whatever's left of the weekend and get ready to get out of this damn week back to another weekend. What do you say? We can do it together. Appreciate your listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We're not going to give a greater percentage to Florida over Oklahoma, nor do I think are you suggesting that. I think we have to move on. Go ahead, Yamiche.
Thanks.